Welcome to IdeaGen TV. Today we are thrilled and honored to have with us Ernest DuPont, Executive Director for Workforce Initiatives at CVS Health. Ernie, welcome.
Thank you, George. Pleasure to be here.
You know, it's our pleasure, Ernie, because you're at the edge, at the tip of the spear, as they say, of all of the changes happening across the healthcare spectrum at one of the most amazing companies on the planet, CVS Health. And so I'd like to lead into the interview by asking you, for our global audience, for the millions of people watching this interview, would you kindly tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to lead as the executive director, the workforce initiatives area at CVS Health?
Yeah, thank you, George. I'll tell you, it started over 35 years ago, and I started with the retail business at CVS as an assistant manager in one of our stores in upstate New York. Worked there for nearly a year before taking over as a store manager. And from there, managed multiple stores across the area here in the Capital District of New York. Following that, I moved into human resources and started to support a region, and then a little bit later on a division. And during those years, was involved in all of the HR business partner roles, such as employee relations and recruiting, and all the things related to HR business partner role. And then later on, in the late 90s, I was approached by a gentleman who had a small department within CVS Health, literally three people, and it was called Government Programs. So I was recruited to Government Programs and started in that role as a manager, and literally managed the New England area and the Northeast to help people transition from non-traditional pipelines of talent into roles at CVS. So since that journey, I became the director of that department several years ago and have been working as the executive director. And we've moved literally from a department of about seven people to close to 70 now. And so we've got a fantastic group of people in our team and doing some fantastic work across the country.
And so you went from seven to 70. That's just incredible. Incredible. But it highlights the importance of the workforce initiatives that you're involved in and the dedication from the top down, all the way from your CEO, Karen Lynch, to yourself on the importance of these workforce initiatives. And so I'd like to focus in a bit on challenges. So what have been some of the quote unquote challenges, perhaps some of the biggest challenges that you've faced in building and maintaining this very strong workforce at CVS Health?
Yeah, so first of all, I have to say it's not just us. We're fortunate to be in a unique department called Workforce Initiatives. And a lot of our role, as I mentioned earlier, is around non-traditional pipelines of talent. We also bring value to the company in a multitude of other ways at the community level across multiple communities across the country. And so we have a strong traditional talent acquisition department, talent management department. We have hiring leaders across the organization that are heavily involved in identifying and hiring on talent. But our role is to bring a level of diversity and inclusion across the talent spectrum and be able to do that in unique ways by removing barriers for people to employment. A lot of our focus, as you think about traditional pathways, is different than the talent acquisition focus for the company, which is to go out, identify, and then buy talent. We look for talent where it can be built. And oftentimes what that requires are strong partnerships and partnerships at the local level where we can integrate our efforts into the community in a meaningful way to customize community needs and also help at the individual level and the community level to drive change. Many of our folks that we tap into with our programs are oftentimes on public assistance. And so they're dependent upon you know, various means to live day to day. And what we try to do, George, is really provide them a hand up and equip them to realize their full potential as individuals. And so the impact of that is significant, but the barriers are also significant. And while there are common themes across communities, there are also unique barriers that exist across different communities, depending on where in the country we're talking about. So we try to customize our approach. We address all those determinants that are oftentimes in place as barriers. And so we leverage various parts of our company to do that in addition to our own team to give people an opportunity with CVS Health.
And you know, Ernie, it's so fascinating to hear the global to local story of CVS Health. You know, you and I were having a conversation back in January of 2020, hard to believe, 3 years ago. And we were talking about those 17 global goals of the United Nations and how in 2015, all 193 member states of the UN came together and agreed unanimously, underscore unanimous, to those 17 global goals. And one of those goals is actually a workforce goal, as you know. And how do we then look at this through the lens, this global lens of impact through which the pandemic is now, we're on the other side of it. Let's just say we're approaching the other side of the pandemic. And how do we then realize what the impact has been on your workforce? And most importantly, Ernie, how have you and your team adapted to these changes?
Yeah, like so many, George, the impact of the pandemic was significant on us. Since we rely on partnerships with local community organizations, whether it's faith-based or government organizations and agencies, a lot of the organizations we work with closed down. So they closed down for that entire two-year period. That wasn't the case for us, obviously. At CVS, we were ramping up to administer vaccines and to provide healthcare for individuals across all of our communities. And so in the past couple of years, we did have to adapt significantly within our workforce initiatives area. One of the things we did is we went to a more direct hire model. While a lot of our focus over the years has been on providing pre-employment training to individuals and allowing them to develop in a space that was conducive to their own learning, we couldn't do that anymore. So what we did is we started doing a lot more virtually. We started working with our partner organizations that were still up and running to have people referred to CVS through more traditional means. At the same time, one of the other things we did during this pause, if you will, was we started to look at our systems and processes internally. So what can we do better that we were doing up through 2020 and into 2021? And what can we change as a result? Really, we learned that we could do things as efficiently in some cases or even more efficiently by leveraging technology like many organizations did. And so now we've landed in a place where technology is just a go-to for us. There's a need at times for in-person meetings and in-person discussions. But at the same time, we can do a lot more than we thought we could because we were forced to. And as a result, we've learned to adapt to more of a hybrid model. And in fact, that's actually expanded throughout the company. You know, we now have a model that requires people to come into the office, depending on the roles, at least a couple of days a week, but also work at home other days during the week. So we've learned to be more flexible, and we've learned that we can continue to drive strong productivity in more of a hybrid environment.
You know, that's absolutely phenomenal. And so as you look at all of this, and you mentioned hybrid and your pivot during this first really in anyone's lifetime, where the entire planet experienced the same thing. But in terms of training and development in your approach. How has that changed? How are you approaching this, the training and development piece?
Yeah, I think one of the main things we're doing is we're trying to connect more effectively. We've always been thinking that training and development needs to happen in person and in place at a particular location. And what we're learning is that we can leverage resources across the country to effectively deliver training and development opportunities. So, for example, we have a program with Workforce Innovation and Talent Centers. And in those centers, we have the technology in place to be able to work from a center in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, to deliver training in Houston, Texas. And so, and not just that, but we can do it in multiple locations across the country. And these are training programs that are geared toward pre-employment. So again, we try to address the common pre-employment needs and the barriers that exist across communities. And then we can do the more nuanced training and development where there may be differences from community to community in person or more on a more localized basis. So it has changed the way we think about delivering training and development. We've also continued to look at, who owns training and development. And it's really a shared responsibility between colleagues and between the company. So I think each and every person that works here at CVS has a level of ownership and in fact, ownership that extends to our colleagues more broadly as well. So based on what you bring to the table from a capability and knowledge standpoint, being able to share that broadly and using that as an opportunity to enhance the skills across our company are very important.
And so as we look at, training initiatives and programs, especially and specifically aimed at upskilling and reskilling, are there any that you can discuss and highlight during this interview?
Well, I'll tell you what, but the way I'd frame it, honestly, George, is that, the first and most important thing we can do is to retain and have the people that work for us progress in the organization. So we have to start with that mindset. It's important that we continue to invest in our workforce, that we continue to develop people across our workforce, that we enhance the skills where it's necessary in order to allow for progression within the organization. Specifically within our workforce initiatives area, we do a lot around things like apprenticeship, non-traditional pathways. While we have our own training programs, our own development programs that are more structured, we also offer programs like apprenticeship that give people a different way of creating a pathway for themselves. Perhaps they don't have the formal education. Perhaps they don't have the formal training. We had a couple of years ago a man who came in with a second career, essentially. He was in the trades, and he decided he wanted to do something different, and he moved into a pharmacy technician role through our apprenticeship program. This was down in South Carolina. He was very successful in completing the program and continuing on with us. So, these are just some non-traditional ways that we can continue to invest in our colleagues, and it doesn't have to be a one-size-fits-all. Additionally, we have a very robust set of offerings for all of our colleagues through one of our systems within CVS. And so people can go in and pick and choose. Managers and leaders can actually identify opportunities where they can shore up the skills of their teams and assign different areas of responsibility around training. So there's a variety of different things that have to happen, but it really starts with that shared responsibility between the colleague and the company and helping people progress.
So taking that a step further, Ernie, so when you have all of these and we see all of these partnerships that CVS Health has across the country, specifically community-based organizations and other types of educational institutions, how do you support this with these types of organizations and communities across the country, specifically on workforce development?
Yeah, that's a great question, George, and I appreciate that. So we really look at our work as being at the intersection of health, education, and workforce. And we think all those things are critically important for people to be successful. The way we actually approach our work is through relationships and partnerships in the community. We manage some 1,400 partnerships at the national, state, local level, many of which have been in place for 15 or more years. And in fact, it's those partnerships that give us the capabilities and bring to bear the resources that are made available to really be successful in driving our performance, but also the progression of our colleagues across the organization. So the emphasis for us is primarily on pre-employment. So as I said earlier, we look at where we can pull people that traditionally wouldn't be looked at for jobs. And we actually work with organizations to develop, you know, customized planning to address the social determinants that are impacting their capability to work. In some cases, it's hard skills. In some cases, it's really soft skills, even things like, you know, how to interact with a team or with leaders or with customers. Some of the basic things that we oftentimes may overlook are critically important. And I will say today, probably more important than ever because of some of the demographic things that are occurring in the workforce. We've got many fewer people to choose from when looking for people for jobs within CVS. And so therefore, we've got to make the most of all the different sources that are available to us. The second thing is that the skills levels have really decreased of the existing available workforce. And so it requires us to work with our partners to identify where those shortfalls are, how we can address them together, and then how we can create opportunities for the individuals that are part of the programs that we offer. I will also say that the way we think about success is a little different. While it's successful for us to have somebody go through one of our programs and be hired at CVS and then continue to progress through the company, it's also successful for us to put somebody through one of our programs and have them be hired someplace else at another organization and be successful as well. So we count these as all of them successes, regardless of whether they come to work for us or they choose a different path. But it's the investment we make in the community and the individuals in the community through our partnerships that really drive our success overall.
And so the needs, the expectations are changing in the workplace. And so specifically and more particularly in work-life balance and flexibility, how is CVS Health addressing these evolving needs, Ernie?
Yeah, I'll tell you, George, the lines are blurring, right? I mean, the lines between your personal life and your work life, because of the move toward working at home and creating limits around, you know, what's work and what's personal, they blurred. And so some of the things we offer are things that we believe help people make good decisions around their own health and their own well-being. And I'll give you an example of one of those things. We offer, in partnership with an organization called Thrive, opportunities for people to address behavioral changes on a micro step basis, things that aren't dramatic, that don't take a lot of commitment. But in small steps, we can help individuals across our organization act in healthier ways and take steps toward a healthier life by making small changes. Each of those areas, there's six different areas we focus on. One is just recharging and being able to really step away, take 5 or 10 minutes, recharge your batteries, and then come back to the task at hand. A little thing like that makes a huge difference in terms of unplugging just for a short time. Another one of the areas of focus for us is to get up and move around. Another area is how we eat, what we eat, and when. These little things all we can make minor changes and minor adaptations in order to be more successful in creating a healthier environment for ourselves and for our colleagues. Even things like, you know, our ability to focus. If anything else is a big issue today, it's that ability to focus. We have, you know, social media and we have the 24-hour news cycle and all the things that are occurring around us as we try to continue to also work. And so as we think about things that are important to be mindful of, one of them is the ability to just focus on the things that are mattering most. And so for us, that's around health. That's around success with your education. That's around success at the workplace and success personally as well. And then one of the last things we focus on through our Thrive effort is connecting. In this virtual age, connecting with people continues to be critically important. So having that support around you, whether perhaps it's through a mentorship program or a mentee program, perhaps it's through a colleague resource group and the ability to connect with people that are like-minded or have an area of focus that is common among them. So these are all things we do to try to create a healthier workforce and also try to create an environment where people take those micro steps toward being healthier themselves individually.
Ernie, those are absolutely profound insights. And as we look at the full continuum, we also look at partnerships like the HOSA Future Health Professionals, of which I know I'm very familiar, obviously, having worked with HOSA for so many years, and yourself serving on the HOSA 100 International Advisory Council. It's an incredible pipeline into the careers that end up at CVS Health and other similar types of organizations. And that foresight by CVS Health to work with this pipeline of just this year, 260,000 students, is profound. Could you shine a little bit of a light on HOSA and the Future Health Professionals and what you're seeing?
I'll tell you, HOSA and Jim and Karen Hohinger and the team there are just amazing. They've been partners of ours, as you know, George, for many years. And the work being done there for future healthcare professionals is critically important. There's never been a time when the future workforce is probably more critically important than the current workforce today. We're seeing the demographics that I mentioned earlier moving in a negative direction. And so the fact that we can work with an organization like HOSA that is focused on providing career opportunities in the area of healthcare and healthcare delivery to young people and put them on that track is critically important. We, of course, every year and throughout the year support the HOSA organization at their annual event. I'm excited to know that we have one coming up here very soon in Texas. And I'll tell you, the even with the state chapters, we've started to explore opportunities to, on a more localized basis, work with our host of state chapters to effectively give real opportunities to young people that are interested in the healthcare field. And this work is more important than ever. And my hope is that over the course of time, that 200,000 plus turns into 300,000 plus and even more young people interested in a career in healthcare.
That's right. And you have to get folks interested in these careers earlier and earlier, as you know. And so starting in middle school all the way through high school, HOSA is doing that, and you can find out more at HOSA.org. I'd like to also shift and talk a little bit about initiatives aimed at supporting employee wellness and mental health. Can you cite a few, Ernie? I know there are many, but this is a big crisis. What are you doing at CVS Health in that regard?
Yeah, first of all, I want to recognize something, and that's that when I talk with our partners like HOSA and like the Hispanic Heritage Foundation and other organizations where we're working directly with youth, it's become really almost epidemic in terms of the mental health status of young people. You know, there are certain things that we need to address. And fortunately, in the landscape that we work in, we have a unique opportunity as an organization, as a healthcare delivery organization, to address a multitude of different things, including mental health and wellness. And so the key for our success as we explore workforce programs and we work with our workforce partners is that we plug people in from across the CVS Health organization in order to bring those capabilities, whether it's screening capabilities, whether it's intervention, in situations that are more rapidly occurring among youth, or whether it's simply, you know, things like our smart school-based health program that we sponsor and have been for many years, where we're intervening with the whole health of the student, either in elementary, middle school, or high school, so that they can focus on their education and successfully graduating from high school at some point in their future. So all these things are critically important things that we address through the vast array of resources we have at CVS Health. But our youth are in a situation they've never been in before. I think the impact through the COVID period, the two and a half years of being unplugged, out of school, missing literally a couple of years of their development educationally, has had just a dramatically significant impact on our youth today. And so we need to do some things to shore them up, to give them hope about continuing to be successful. And I hope that the things that we do along with our partners and all of our internal resources are doing just that.
And so, Ernie, you're a global leader. You've helped develop, lead, enhance all the words that you could possibly imagine in terms of action at CVS Health and Workforce Initiatives. What advice, Ernie, would you provide to other companies that are looking to build a strong, robust, successful workforce initiatives element in their company?
Yeah, George, that's a great question. And it's one I actually get quite a bit. And it's really the same answer every time. There's one primary thing that's most important, and that is thinking through a long-term lens and not a short-term series of wins. When we started the workforce initiatives work that we do today at scale, it started with a persistence around creating these partnerships and looking for common ground around mission and purpose with communities and community organizations. And so often, and actually in our experience early on, we basically hit a brick wall and didn't go any further with a multitude of different partnerships that we had initiated during that time frame. It took a great level of persistence. It took some foresight about, you know, not giving up on what's important, and that is those individuals that are underserved and those individuals that perhaps just by the nature of the zip code they grow up in, don't have the same resources that we all may have had as young people, for example. And so it's critically important that anybody that's interested in moving forward with a program like this, that they take a long-term view. It took us 3 to 5 years to start to hit some of the outcomes that we wanted to hit through the course of our work. And it really is based in the relationships that we build, the common purpose we build. We start out small and weren't looking for big numbers early on. And if you can do that and you can stay true to the purpose, that's critically important. And one other thing that I would add, George, just to wrap up for this question, is that there's oftentimes things that become shiny objects along the way that can pull your attention away from the true heart of the work that we're trying to accomplish. And so I think it's critically important to stay focused on what the work is. And that's helping to transition people through non-traditional pipelines of talent to success. It goes back to our aspirational goals, which is breaking the cycle of poverty, and also recognizing that every individual has potential and the ability to realize that potential if they're given the right tools to do so. And so if a company is interested in doing something like this, I'd love to talk with them. We think the more companies involved in doing this work, the better, because it's helping our communities more robustly across the country.
It's so, so remarkable to be able to peer behind the curtain to see the operations of the workforce initiatives at CVS Health. And so as we look toward the future, we've talked a bit about the future. What do you see, Ernie, as some of the challenges and perhaps most importantly, some of the opportunities for workforce development, specifically in the healthcare industry?
Yeah, I think the opportunities are going to be significant. But I also think the types of jobs that we'll have in the future may not be the same jobs we have today. I think there's going to be opportunities to evolve through technology largely, and the delivery of healthcare services through the palm of your hand, through your phone, or through other technologies. We're already doing these things, and I think there's going to be a continued adoption of receiving your healthcare in the ways that you prefer. And so as we evolve those things for the workforce, we're going to continue to need a lot of additional people interested in the healthcare delivery system and the workforce. We're going to continue to see the pure numbers of available workforce shrink, just basically due to the demographics across this this country. So we're going to need a larger share of the total pool looking at healthcare as an option. And I think we need to make it exciting. We need to actually make the roles exciting, because they actually are. There's no greater purpose than to serve another person in a way that helps them during their most difficult times. And so if you're that person that's going through a difficult health situation, and you're that person who perhaps doesn't know where to turn with all the complexities involved in navigating the healthcare delivery service system, then we want to be there alongside you to help you do that and to come to a successful conclusion in terms of your situation. So I think we don't give the same level of, I guess we don't emphasize just how exciting it is to be part of a purpose-driven organization doing very purpose-driven work in this environment. And I think that if we get that messaging out there correctly, more and more people are going to become interested in healthcare careers over time.
Ernest DuPont, Executive Director, Workforce Initiatives at CVS Health, changing the world, leading the way. How can folks find out more about your incredible work at CVS Health?
Yeah, it's very easy. You can go to our website and you can explore either my team or the rest of the great work we do across our organization. Just go to cvs.com, and there's avenues through which you can link into workforce initiatives and our diversity efforts and our philanthropic efforts and our community efforts, all pointed toward delivering strong and quality health care throughout our communities across this country. So I'd encourage people to do that. And George, it's been a great pleasure to speak with you today.
It's been a pleasure for us and an honor. Thank you so much, Ernie.
All right. Take care.